Good evening, my friends. It's Friday night, and time for Zapped. An hour of Frank Zappa coming at you on KKRN 88.5 FM, located in Round Mountain and Redding, California. I'm your host, Andy. In the background, off the 1988 album Guitar, Winos Do Not March. That album is excerpts of guitar solos from a bunch of live shows. So thanks for tuning in and enjoy some Zapped. Hey, it's Andy, and you are listening to Zapped on KKRN, listener-supported community radio at 88.5 on your FM dial. So you just heard that old G minor thing again. Before that was Manx Needs Women. And we started off tonight's show with Wino's Do Not March. That song, Wino's Do Not March, and that old G minor thing are both selections off the 1988 album named Guitar. It's a double album. I remember first hearing that. That was my freshman year in college back then. The good old days. Actually, I saw Frank for the first time in 1987, so it was kind of... Frank was still relatively new to me back then. I didn't listen to him in the 70s. I was too young to know about Frank at the time, but certainly in my high school years and into college, I jammed out on some Frank. And we'll continue to jam out on some Frank. This is a pretty jamming song. This is called City of Tiny Lights here on Zapped.
Thank you. Say that again, please. Whipping post? Okay, just a second. Oh, sorry, we don't know that one. Anything else? Hum me a few bars of it, please. Just show me how it goes, please. Just sing me Whipping Post, and then maybe we'll play it with you. Thank you very much. And now... judging from the way you sang it, it must be a John Cage composition, right? Right. Here we go, Montana. One, two, one, two, three, four. Can't possibly start the song off like that. Good God, that's inexcusable. What happened to you last night?
George has a tape of it.
George has a tape of it? Okay, I'll use that in the second show. Ready? Montana. Wait a minute, Whipping Post. No, Montana. One, two, one, two. Too fast for you. One, two, one, two, three, four. Moving to Helsinki soon, just to raise me up a crop of dental floss. Raising it up, waxing it down, tying it to the whipping post in the middle of town. But by myself I wouldn't have no boss, 'cause I'd be raising my lonely whipping post.
Raising my lonely whipping post. Raising my lonely whipping post.
Well, I just might grow me some thongs, but I'd leave the heavy stuff to somebody else. How about Chester? And then I would get a person, tie them up to the whipping post, and beat the living shit out of them until that guy in the audience was satisfied. But by myself, I would have no boss, 'cause I'd be raising my lonely whipping post floss. How unique.
Moving to Montana soon now. I'm gonna be a Minotaur's tycoon.
Yes, it's such a ballad in this temple. We'll be right back.
Flat top, particular about the point it made.
Why, when I was knee high to a grasshopper, this black juice came out on a hard shell chin, and they call that tobacco juice. I used to fiddle with my back feet music for a black onyx. My tar room absorbed every echo. The music was thud-like. The music was thud-like. I usually played such things as Roughneck and Thug. Opaque melodies that would bug most people. Music from the other side of the fence. A black swan figurine lay on all color lily pads. On a little conglomeration table of pressed black felt. With same color shadows. And seam knob knees and whatnots. The long hallway rolled out into oddball odd. Beside the fly-pecked black doorway that looked closed on the tar ladder street, up a wrought iron fire escape rolled out a tiny wooden platform with dark, hard, dark rubber wheels. Roll squeak, roll squeak, roll squeak. Sam with a showing scalp flat top, particular about the point it made. Sam was a basket case, a hard dark ivory cup held, saleable everyday pencils. I wish I had a pair of bongos, bongo theory, bongo theory.
You are listening to Zapped on KKRN, and I am Andy, and you are who you are. But before, in that previous block, we just heard Sam with the showing scalp flat top, voiced by Captain Beefheart, longtime friend of Frank's. I think they went to high school together back in Lancaster, California. I think that's where, pretty sure that's where they went to high school together. And before we heard Montana, which was that's off the, I forget the year, but it's the You Can't Do That on Stage Anymore series. I think that's volume 2 from Helsinki, Finland. That was Montana / Whipping Floss, with a little bit of the audience participation there at the beginning, kind of influencing the way that song went. Before that, we had Dumb All Over. And we started off that block of 4 songs with City of Tiny Lights. Let's continue on for a little bit more. I've got a few more songs for you. This one is called Cheapness.
Cheapness. Let me tell you something. Do you like monster movies? Anybody? I love monster movies. I simply adore monster movies, and the cheaper they are, the better they are. And cheapness, in the case of a monster movie, has nothing to do with the budget of the film, although it helps. But true cheapness is exemplified by visible nylon strings attached to the jaw of a giant spider. I'll tell you a good one that I saw one time. I think the name of the film was It Conquered the World. And do you ever see that one? The monster looks sort of like an inverted ice cream cone with teeth around the bottom. It's like a teepee or a sort of a rounded off pup tent affair. And it's got fangs on the base of it. I don't know why, but it's a very threatening sight. And then he's got a frown and, you know, ugly mouth and everything. And there's this one scene where the monster is coming out of a cave, see? There's always a scene where they come out of the cave at least once. And the rest of the cast, it must have been made around the 1950s, the lapels are about like that wide, the ties are about that wide, and they're about this short. And they always have a little revolver that they're going to shoot the monster with. And there's always a girl who falls down and twists her ankle. Of course there is. You know how they are. The weaker sex and everything, twisting their ankle on behalf of the little ice cream cone. Well, in this particular scene, folks, they didn't want to retake it because it must have been so good they wanted to keep it. But when the monster came out of the cave, just over on the left-hand side of the screen, you can see about this much 2x4 attached to the bottom of the thing as the guy is pushing it out. And then, obviously, off-camera, somebody's going, "No, get it back." And they drag it back just a little bit as the guy's going, Now that's cheapness, right? And this is cheapness here.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I eat a hot dog, it tastes real good. I'm there to watch the movie from Hollywood. I eat a hot dog, it tastes real good.
Yum, 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 yum.
Then I watch a movie from Hollywood.
Dum, 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 dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum. Little Miss Muffet on the squad by me. To the turn around, I said, can you all see now? The little strings on the giant spider. The silver from the black lagoon. But this about a taste for the boss. The rubbles and the wrinkles and the cardboard rock, yeah. And the canvas of the cave is too soft. The suits and the hats and the ties too wide. And the shirt for the scientist man. The chemistry lady with the rubber away mime, yeah. While the monster just ate your bed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the monster which the peasants in this area call Frunobulax, apparently a very large poodle dog, has just been seen approaching the power plant. Bullets can't stop it. Rockets can't stop it. We may have to use nuclear force.
Here comes that poodle dog. Big as a blimp with a rhinestone collar. We can't let him reproduce! Ah! Somebody get out the place!
The National Guard is formed up at the base of the mountain, is attempting to lure the enormous poodle towards a cave where they hope to destroy it with napalm. 1,000 of the troopers are now lined up and are calling to the monster.
Here, Fido! Here, Fido! Here, Fido!
Got a great big slimy thing, got a great big hairy thing, got a great big fool thing, got a great big hairy thing, got a great big slimy thing, got a great big hairy thing, got a great big fool thing, got a great big hairy thing.
Come on, everybody, hurry, let's go. Somebody get to the still water. Get the canned goods, get the toilet paper, you know we need it.
Go to the shelter, my baby, my baby. Go to the shelter, go to the shelter, go to the shelter, my baby, my baby. Go to the shelter, go to the shelter.
Baby, I'm sorry, cause I'm all I know. I need a little more cheapness, please. Baby, I'm sorry, cause I'm all I know. I need a little more cheapness, please. Baby, I'm sorry, cause I'm all I know. I need a little more cheapness, please. Baby, I'm sorry, cause I'm all I know. I need a little more cheapness, please.
I'll take one.
And what is your position here?
Front office manager.
The name of this establishment is?
This is the Edgewater Inn.
In Seattle, Washington. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me how some rock and roll groups have taken advantage of this unique situation?
They've taken advantage in different ways. We do encourage and advertise that you can fish from your room, and we are glad to have our guests fish from them.
Do you supply them with fishing equipment?
No, but we have a shop in the hotel that does rent the equipment as well as bait.
What sort of bait do they usually use?
It's a preserved minnow of some variety. I don't know exactly what the fish is.
Well, what do they do after they fish from the window?
Well, rock and roll bands and other guests as well often catch shark and squid and octopus, and usually it lands up either in the bathtub or dribbled on the floor on the way to the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not reserved to any rock and roll bands. I mean, other guests do it too.
Mm-hmm. But how frequently do you find squids and sharks and octopuses in the bathtubs of the rooms here at the hotel?
After almost any good weekend of pretty heavy occupancy, say like over half the house filled.
If you have over half the house filled, you would find one, say?
Say one or so.
So how often would you say that is each week? Twice a week you find a...
Well, I don't know that I would say that it would average anything like that. You may find four or five rooms with fish from various places, you know, around. There's not much you can do with a shark after you've caught him, you know, and some of these things are pretty big.
Well, what would you imagine is done with these sharks after they've been caught, before they're left for you to be cleaned
Sometimes
up?
The guest calls the house man or housekeeper to haul it away because there's nothing that they can do with it.
Yeah, well, have you ever heard of any of the things that were done with them before they were hauled away?
Yes, some people like to perform vivisection on them or something like that, and occasionally you find a little bit of a mess.
Yeah.
I'll say that the blood on the carpet syndrome is rather rare, but it occasionally happens. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever find fish blood on the sheets of your beds here?
Not identifiable as such, no.
I see. Do you know of any stories about bizarre sexual activities performed with squid, octopus, and mud sharks here in your rooms?
No, I should think a mud shark would be a little uncomfortable since their skin is so sandy, but never heard of anyone having it with an octopus.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Andy, and you are listening to Zapped here on KKRN, listener-supported community radio. We just heard Filthy Habits. Before that was the Mud Shark interview. And we started off with Cheapness. A little humor there. So I hope you enjoyed that. I want to remind you before I bid you good night that coming up after Zap tonight and every Friday night at 10 p.m. is Byron Phoenix's Soul Deluxe, some sounds from the underground on the Native Voice One network. So please stay tuned and check that out. He's got a pretty cool show. It goes for about 2 hours. Okay, well, thanks again for tuning in, and I'm glad I was able to bring you some, hopefully, entertainment tonight. On the way out, I do have one more song to play for you, and it's called Why Don't You Do Me Right? Thanks again for listening, and have a great weekend.
Why don't you do me right? You got me pulled up tight. Why don't you do me right?